Hey, what's up, people? It's the day of rest. Welcome to another episode on the Let It Off Your Chest podcast. If you are a first-time listener, welcome to this amazing podcast where you listen to talks, stories, and thoughts that are very, very relatable. And if you are a returning listener, thank you for clicking, listening, and sharing links to previous episodes. Today, just like we have always done for a long time, we would be doing a recap on episodes in this past week. Yeah, what were the things that were discussed? What were the issues, the topics, the thoughts that were shared on the podcast this week? We would be looking at that. If you have not been following, this week we're looking at well-being, how we can make our being well. That's why today's episode is hope your being is well. Don't mind me. I was just trying to make sense. I hope it did. I did make sense. So we started off the series. The month started on Tuesday. Yes. So we started off with full or drained. And we looked at how we, in our bid to want to do a lot of things, in our bid to want to seem occupied, so people will say, this person is actually doing plenty of things, this person is actually being serious with his or her life. We reach that point where we have gone past our limit, and when we now look at the results from what we have done, it doesn't measure up to the amount of effort and energy we have put into that particular endeavor. And I said the one way we can remedy that is by itemizing your goals. So for the day, you can say, okay, for today I'm going to write 50 words, and then I'm going to record one episode, and then I'm going to draw 3 screens on Figma. Now, once you have been able to itemize all of these things, you now prioritize and say, okay, this one is most important, this is very important, this next one is important, this last one, if I don't do it, nothing is going to spoil. Like, if you do these 2 steps, if you carry out these 2 steps, you would realize that you would be more productive, you would stress yourself less, and you have enough energy to go about other activities for subsequent days of the week. But then if you try to pack everything full with activities that are not properly planned and prioritized and itemized, you will get to the stage during the day where you're like, you're panting, and if you actually dip it, you have really not done much. So itemize what you want to do, prioritize the things that you have itemized, and you realize that you will be full at the end of the day. Then we looked at growing, not failing, and we realized that yes, life is full of trying and making mistakes. Now, do you see these not so successful takes as failing, or do you see them as growth paths? That was what we were trying to discuss on Wednesday. Yes, we make mistakes. Yes, we do not get things right on the first trial, on the second trial, on the third trial, even the 10th trial. How we look at these trials would determine if we would grow from one level to another. If we see them as failures, it already forms that mindset that, for some things we are not meant to do them, that some people are not meant to do certain things, while other people, only a select few, are meant to do a particular thing. No, if you see each trial that you have to do something as a growing pod, it would create in your mind a mindset to always be willing to try things out regardless of the outcome. Now you're saying, Daniel, regardless of the outcome, so I can decide to not put in the work, not put in the effort and energy into something because I am growing, I'm doing it over and over again. No, put in the amount of work that you would put if you had just one chance. Put in the amount of effort, put in the amount of energy. But if the outcome doesn't favor you at the end of the day, you know that yes, you put your all into it, and then you realize, oh, okay, in this particular area, I did not do so well. So the next time I'm going to do this, I'm going to make sure that that area is properly covered. And you realize that the next time you do it, your performance is better than the first. And the third time you do it, your performance is better than the first and the second. And that's how you go. So see every trial that you have to do stuff as a growing pad and not a failed attempt. And honestly, you would be fine. On Thursday, we looked at our body and we said, our bodies matter. Yes. How well do you rest? How healthy are the food you take into your systems? These two things have effects on our well-being. You're like, I'm chasing the bag. I'm trying to, you know, make a living for my family. I'm trying to be a baller, not a mechanic. Yes, all of these things are very, very valid and very, very important. But I saw something online one time. It says, the sleep you don't sleep today, the time your body requires that sleep, there is absolutely nothing you would be able to do about it. You would have to sleep at that time. You really do not want to get to the point where you have worn yourself out, stretched yourself past your maximum limit. Like, I'm just going to do it. I just have to stretch. And you keep stretching. And the way the body works, yeah, your body can take so much stretching until the point where it just gives in and says, you know what, I can't take any more stretching. I have to shut down. You do not want your body to shut down. So give yourself rest. And on that episode, I said this. I said, yes, especially for those of us who work from home, every hour, take 5 minutes away from your laptops. Take 5 minutes away from your work. Stand up, stretch your legs, stretch your body. 5 minutes every hour. So imagine you work for 8 hours every day. 5 times 8, that's 40 minutes. So you have 40 minutes of rest. Then what you also eat matters. Do you eat balanced, are your meals balanced, or you just, you know, pump yourself with carbonated drinks, junk, and like, I need this sugar rush so that I can be able to, you know, do stuff fast. No, it's not the best practice, honestly. Eat right, eat healthy, eat balanced meals, and honestly, your body will thank you for that. Then on Friday, day before yesterday, we said emotional health matters. What we say, what we think, how we feel, all of these things are very, very important. So you may be like, it doesn't matter what this person thinks, what I say, what I think, how I feel, it doesn't matter. No, these three things, what you say, how you feel, and what you think, has its own effect on our well-being. See, each and everything that we have discussed in this last week are intertwined and connected and affects our well-being. So if you do not take good care of your emotional health, if you do not take good care of your body, if you do not take good care of your mind, you would not function properly as a human being. So take good care of your emotions. Put your emotions on check. If someone gets you angry, do not dwell on that anger. Talk about it and say, hey, you did this thing. I do not like what you did. Address it at the moment. Do not bottle things in. I've talked about this, about bottling emotions, on the podcast earlier when I said, imagine a bottle of Coke. You shake it, and then you open it. The moment you open that bottle of Coke, gas is released. A very, very violent eruption occurs because that shaking caused the gases in the Coke to collide with each other. And that is how bottled emotions are. you keep it in, and it keeps rubbing on each other, it keeps hitting each other until it gets to the point where it can't take it anymore, it erupts, and you genuinely do not want your emotions to just erupt, because someone will be at the receiving end and that person may not even be responsible for whatever it is you are feeling. So take good care of your emotions, take good care of what you say, be conscious of what you say, be conscious of what you think, and be conscious of how you feel. Yes, you may not be you may not have so much control as to what enters your mind, but you have control on what you do with what enters your mind. Does that make sense? I believe it does. Then yesterday, we looked at the importance of wholesome relationships and communities and how it affects our well-being. If you surround yourself with the right kind of people, if you cultivate the right kind of relationships, you would not make certain decisions. You would have a soft landing when issues of life come, when troubles come, because there are people around you who would help you through that issue, who would help you through that circumstance, who would help you through that situation and challenge. But then if you do not have wholesome communities and relationships, what kind of advice would you be getting? What would be your fallback plan? Think about it. So having said all of this, having discussed these five topics, now we have not covered everything that has to deal with well-being. I just brought out five and spread them out across 5 days. There are other areas that affect our well-being, but I just brought out these five, not because I thought they are very, very more important than others, but I just did. So these five, if properly looked into, if properly managed, would ensure that our being is well. I really hope your week was fun, and this past week I've been stressed. I can't even begin to talk about the kind of stress I've gone through this past week, but we give all glory to God. Now this coming week we would be having a guest, a friend of mine, Somi. She is in the United States of America, and once upon a time she was like, "Hey Daniel, I would like to talk on your podcast," and I'm like, "Okay, yay, nice, cool, whenever you're ready." That's like the response I give anybody who says they want to talk on the podcast. I'm like, whenever you're ready, just hit me up and we'll finalize the rest. So her time has come, and starting tomorrow she would be on the podcast for the next 7 days. Yes, so you would be hearing Somi's voice from tomorrow down till Sunday. Trust me, I have listened to her stuff and it makes so much sense, and I believe that you would learn two or more lessons from them. I'm not going to say you learn a lesson or two. No, you learn two or more. So as many as possible, you're going to learn. And till the next time you hear my voice, I don't know if you hear my voice this month again. I'm not going to say anything more than that. Yeah. But till the next time you hear my voice, ciao.